We got Tom in Dallas listening on Guadalupe Radio. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, and thanks for hanging in there with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Happy St. Gertrude's Day. My half-sister, my aunt, and my grandmother, Gertrude.
Wow. What a day in your family.
Yes, yeah, right. When I was in the Air Force in 1966, after I dropped out of the Franciscans, I was married to a young lady here from Texas, and we had our son was conceived in August of 68. And I said, now, if I use birth control after our son is born, I will be committing a mortal sin, but it's okay for me to go over to Vietnam and kill 17, 18-year-old boys that have done nothing to America, nothing to our family. And this wasn't a sin. The Catholic Church went along with it. And from that day, when we found out she was pregnant, I haven't entered the church ever again. I've gone to the Unitarian Universalist, which Thomas Jefferson and Tom Paine and many of the founding fathers belong to.
All right. So let me see if I can offer a few thoughts for you, Tom. First of all, the church teaches that using birth control is a mortal sin precisely because it violates what we call in our Catholic tradition, as I'm sure you know, the natural moral law. It is not a religious precept that is divinely revealed. It's not a moral precept that's divinely revealed to us per se. It's something that we can know by the natural light of human reason. There's hints to it in divine revelation indeed. But this is something we can know by the natural light of human reason because it thwarts or it frustrates the natural end, the goods that God has ordained our sexuality toward. Because it violates the nature of our sexuality, thus we say it's not good for us, and what's not good for us as human beings is bad, it's evil, it's intrinsically evil, and thus we say it violates the natural moral law. Thus it's a sin in direct opposition to the will of the Creator, and it can have a mortal effect if you commit it with full knowledge and full consent. You know, all the conditions for mortal sin, and I'm sure you know all those conditions. Now, in relation to war, Tom, as evil and as hellish as war is, in principle, it is a moral obligation. We have a moral obligation at times to defend ourselves against an aggressor. So I have this moral obligation to defend myself individually against an aggressor who is a threat to my well-being. And if there's no other way to do that, and the lethal means is the only way, I am morally permitted to do that. Self-defense. I am morally obligated to defend my wife and my four beautiful children against an aggressor. If there's no other way to do that, lethal means is a morally permitted way. And if I do not, Tom, if I do not defend my wife and my child against an aggressor, and whatever means I possibly can, then I would be morally culpable for cowardice and not, you know, honey, you go defend the robber, you go take care of the robber, I'll stay in bed kind of thing. I would be guilty of sin. Now, by way of extension, it also applies to our country, Tom. In principle, I'm sure, as you know, our country has a moral right, a moral duty to defend ourselves against aggressors. If there's no other means possible to take in order to succeed in that end of defending our country, then it would be permitted to go to war. This is known as the just war doctrine. Tom, if you want to check it out for the conditions of the just war doctrine, you can check out the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2309. It gives a great succinct synopsis of the just war doctrine that sort of embodies the tradition of the church concerning just war. Now, where we can err, that's an infallible teaching, just war doctrine and the principles of self-defense, etc. But where we can err, Tom, is in the application of those principles in individual circumstances. This is a just war, that's not a just war. And even Catholics can disagree in respectful ways, in the application of these moral principles that the church has laid out for us. So some may see Vietnam as an unjust war and the wrongful application of it, but others may argue for it. But Tom, for those soldiers who went, who were given orders by chief in command, they would not be morally culpable, even if, hypothetically, this was an unjust war. Within their conscience, they were doing what their superior told them to do. And inasmuch as they were taking orders and something that was not intrinsically evil, they would not be morally culpable. And taking the life of these, as you mentioned, 17, 18-year-old boys in battle, that is an unfortunate side effect. It's the principle of the principle of double effect. The intention is not to take the life of those individuals. The intention is to defend ourselves, our country, and unfortunately, their lives are taken in the process. So hopefully that can sort of clear it up a little bit for you, Tom.
Comment? Can I make a comment?
Sure.
So yes. First of all, the first thing that you rationalized on about it being morally wrong to use birth control, when that woman conceives of an infant, of a fetus, we can be romantic 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, for 9 months, and there's no sperm will go into the uterus because the uterus seals itself up. So there's no sperm enters the uterus for 9 months. And that's a medical fact. And women over 40 years old, 60% of their conceptions are lost in stillbirths, and they don't even realize they're pregnant until they see the result in the commode.
Right. I understand,
Vietnam,
Tom.
Vietnam never did nothing to us, my friend. We've got the CIA conjured up the Gulf of Tonkin incident, harassed them, and we got involved in the Johnsons made plenty of money off it, just like Cheney's company made plenty of money off over there in Iraq.
Okay. I think we're heading a little bit off the beaten path.
Yeah,
here.
I'll just wrap it up with a bow. Tom, unfortunately, we're running out of time here, and we need to get to some other callers. But concerning your comments regard to sperm, et cetera, I would encourage you to visit our website, Catholic.com. We have tons of articles on contraception and how one would reason through these situations that you brought up. Keep in mind, Tom, the reason why contraception is intrinsically evil because it's an intentional thwarting of the natural end of our human sexuality that has been designed by God. Those other circumstances, that is not an intentional thwarting of those ends. Concerning Vietnam, Tom, we're just going to have to I can't comment on I can't comment on your disapproval of the application of the just war doctrine in that circumstance. I can only speak in regard to the principles. So I will definitely keep you in prayer, Tom, as you continue to work through these things.
Yeah, and as always, Tom, we invite you, as we do everyone else, to call Catholic Answers off the air. You can have as much time as you want with any of our staff apologists. That number is 619-387-7200.